Hello everyone, hope you're doing great. I'm Mahdi Saadatmand and I'm one of the export mentors in negotiation team of Arad Branding Company. Today we are going to talk about valuation before selling the product. So first we should create value and then sell the product. The key to successful selling lies in establishing a connection with your customers first. Before even mentioning discount or special offers, it's crucial that they get to know and trust you. So the first priority is to make yourself known. This is essential because the gateway to making profits is the trader themselves. Customers need to be drawn in by the seller's persona before they start shopping. Think of it as a golden rule. Sell yourself first, then your product. I'm going to repeat it. Sell yourself first, then your product. A customer is more likely to buy from someone they feel a connection with. Trying to push your product without first establishing this rapport is a common mistake. The customer will not buy it. You need to introduce yourself and build a relationship before promoting what you're selling. This principle is fundamental and should not be overlooked if you want to succeed. In the business world, everyone is striving for success and higher sales volumes. We all aim to outshine our competition. However, there are two major pitfalls we often encounter. The first is assuming that customers will buy from us just because we offer a discount. This is not going to happen. If you give a discount to the buyer, he may like it, but he will not buy. The second is jumping straight into competing with other manufacturers right off the bat. So do not fall into the assumption that the buyer will surely buy from you just because you are giving a very good discount and your price is much lower than the price of your competitors. To effectively compete, you must first focus on creating value. Ask yourself, what makes your product worth it? You need to imbue your product with value and then convey that value to the customer. This is the essential step that must be taken before anything else. Once you establish this value, your customer will be more inclined to make a purchase. It's essential to establish value through ourselves, our brand, and our product. Once this value is effectively communicated to the customer, only then can we compete with other manufacturers. So, to effectively communicate to the customer, it is essential to make ourselves known and create value. Sellers must remember their reputation and history, and not chase a mere 4% profit at the expense of these crucial elements. First, we need to identify the customer's problems and needs, provide solutions, and then offer additional value. When a customer asks for a sample shipment to check the product quality, it's a step towards building trust. And consequently, it is a step towards success. they might say, send me a container load first to see if the product is good quality. If it meets my expectations, I'll increase the order volume. This is a common approach to ensure the product's value aligns with their expectations before committing to larger purchases. Some vendors might believe that focusing solely on making a sale, regardless of the product's value, is enough. This mindset is flawed. Sales shouldn't be viewed through a divine or fated lens, but rather as a process of creating and demonstrating value. Therefore, don't rush into seeking sales and profits the moment you enter the market. You need to create value in your product and then effectively communicate this value to the customer. For example, as a detergent manufacturer, why would a customer choose my product over others? What is so special about my product that I expect the buyer to choose my product over so many other competitors? They have plenty of options. That's why it's crucial to create value both in ourselves and our products. Making it clear why customers should choose us over the competition. Now, let's focus on some key points to consider. To successfully compete in the market, a product must first be valued. Then, this value must be conveyed to the customer, and only then should competition begin. Here's where competition truly starts. Now, let's dive into an important concept. We categorize products into three types. The first one is the actual product. The second is the expected product. And the third one is the augmented product. Now, we are going to focus on all of them one by one. The first one, which is the actual product, refers to the basic attributes of the product. So this refers to the basic attributes of the product, such as durability, quality, and style. These are the essential features that all sellers typically offer. So the first one was the actual product. The second one is the expected product. This takes the basic product up a notch. The expected product aligns with the customer's tastes and desires. It goes beyond mere functionality. For example, if a customer wants a glass with a specific shape, no matter how high quality another brand's glass is, if it doesn't match their desired shape, they won't want it. The expected product meets these personalized expectations. So the expected product, in general, is what the buyer wants. And now the third type, the augmented product. This involves tailoring the product precisely to the customer's specifications. Here, the manufacturer or seller creates the product exactly as the customer wants it. The focus is on delivering the requested product at the desired level of quality, allowing the customer to appreciate the attention to their specific needs. So this was the third type. One of the biggest shortcomings of many brands is that they focus solely on advertising their products while neglecting to promote the brand owner or the company itself. Business owners should make an effort to introduce themselves to the public, not just their product. Building a personal connection with the audience can significantly enhance the brand's appeal and trustworthiness. So you should try to build a connection with your potential buyers. By understanding and implementing these distinctions, you can better meet customer needs and differentiate yourself in the marketplace. Salespeople achieve success when they truly believe in what they're selling. In the past, sellers had to introduce themselves personally, so people would recognize them and turn to them when they needed their products. It's crucial for these sellers to be well known in their communities and to remain neutral without any political affiliations. When we understand and support people's beliefs, they will naturally support and stick with us. To achieve this, Arad Branding has initiated new business ventures aimed at helping people integrate into society and align with shared beliefs. There are two key strategies I want to emphasize: personal selling with strong relationships and direct selling. Alongside these strategies, a comprehensive advertising program is essential. Which approach is better? In the sales world, the most important point is to know your customer. So, knowing your customer is the most important step you need to undertake. Many large companies that avoid TV advertising often miss out on potential profits. We must have a deep understanding of our products and leverage this knowledge effectively. People are strongly committed to their beliefs, so factory owners must cultivate and support these beliefs. I wish everyone success in their endeavors, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a great day.